ते वासुदेवाय। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम फिफ्थ कांटो चैप्टर 14 टेक्स्ट 32 एज वर्स इज इन प्रोस सो आई विल जस्ट रीड द वर्स। क्वचित् द्रुमद् अहेतुकृतेषु गृहेषु रमस्यामि यथा वानरः सूत्रधारा वत्सलो वैवक्षण। वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी। क्वचित् समटाइम्स, क्वचित् समटाइम्स, द्रुमवत् लाइक ट्रीज एज मंकीज जंप फ्रॉम वन ट्री टू अनदर, the conditioned soul transmigrates from one body to another. Ehika arthesu, simply to bring about better worldly comforts. Grihesu, in houses or bodies. Ramchyan, delighting in one body after another, either in animal life, human life or demigod life. Yatha, exactly as Vanarah, the monkey. Sutudara Vatsalah, very affectionate to the children and wife. Vevayakshanah, whose leisure time is spent in sex pleasure. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki translation. Just as a monkey jumps from one tree to another, the conditioned soul jumps from one body to another. As the monkey is ultimately captured by the hunter and is unable to get out of captivity, the conditioned soul, being captivated by momentary sex pleasure, becomes attached to different types of bodies and is engaged in family life. The family life affords the conditioned soul a festival of momentary sex pleasure and thus is completely unable to get out of material clutches. Purport. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 11.9.29, Vishya khalau sarvata syat, bodily necessities, eating, sleeping, mating and defending are all very easily available in any form of life. It is stated here that vanara, monkey, is very much attracted to sex. Each monkey keeps at least 24 wives and he jumps from one tree to another to capture the female monkeys, thus immediately engages in sexual intercourse. In this way, the monkey's business is to jump from one tree to another and enjoy sex with his wives. The conditioned soul is doing the same thing, transmigrating from one body to another and engaging in sex. He thus completely forgets how to become free from the clutches of material engagement. Sometimes the monkey is captured by a hunter who sells its body to doctors so that its glands can be removed for the benefit of the another monkey. All this is going on in the name of economic development and improved sex life. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjala Salakaya Chakshurunmitam Yena तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। नमो ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्णविष्टाय भूतले श्रीमती भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणि निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणी। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। So before beginning, I would like to beg blessing from all assembled Vaishnavas devotees here. So I can repeat the words of Srila Prabhupada without adding any my own mental concoction. Especially I would like to take blessing from His great brother Prabhu and other senior devotees. So I can repeat the words of Srila Prabhupada. So this entire chapter is describing the general life which people inspire to live. This chapter is known as forest of enjoyment, which people call in general enjoyment, but they forget it is there in the forest. So we will, this chapter entire describing how generally people gets entangled into the life, general family life, which people think it is very much natural, and this is going on by, you know, like disciplic succession. Our grandfather is doing, my father has done, now I am doing, and everybody is doing. And nobody, you know, thinks out of this, ki how we get entangled. So this chapter wonderfully explains, Srila Prabhupada explaining very wonderfully and realizing how we got entangled in this, the bar, which is called sex bar. This world is called Maithunagar. So today we will discuss some instruction from Srila Prahlad Maharaj also, where Prabhupada very nicely explaining. And last chapter also we have some instruction of Jhad Bharat to King Raghuvan. And before we have studied the chapter of Rishabdev, King Rishabdev instructs his sons. We can see this instruction are keep repeating in Srimad Bhagavatam so many places, again and again. You know, you read any Yayati Maharaj, King Pururuva, any other chapter, we will get same information so many times. So here two things here Srila Prabhupada stressing out. One is ki how we are doing the activities which is not different from the animal in general, and how we can come out of this entanglement. Here Prabhupada is explaining about this enjoyment which we are looking for. Normally our entire life is center oriented on sex life. Because of sex life we are here entangled. Because person, what if you see the general person, you know, when he takes birth, he goes education, and he completes his education, then what? Next, he gets the job. And what is ultimately? Then he gets married. Then he gets entangled into the family life. He lives with his wives, and he get attached. Expansion. In Sanskrit, Sri means also expansion. How he gets entangled. And we are doing this thing, like I told you, this is like, you know, everybody is doing, so I am also doing. And we are doing not first time, we have done so many lifetime. Like Prahlad Maharaj instructs his classmates, ki the sense gratification which we are now doing, it is available in all spaces. Sarvatra labhyate, means all spaces of life. Here also Srila Prabhupada mentioning the same point. Again, there also we have discussed earlier, ki we already have done in all spaces, like when we are monkeys, or donkeys, or horse, or any animal species, either man, woman, bird, flies, we enjoy this repeated. And same instructions in the Prahlad Maharaj says in his verse, this punar punasya charvita charvanam, like we already chewed, and we are chewing again and again. Like so many people we have seen in general, they are, you know, they chew the chewing gum. And, you know, they can, you can't chew for 1 hour, 2 hours. And if it is thrown, again can you chew? Same. It's like very distaste. You can't chew for hours. But we are finding this, ki we can remain happy and we will get new taste. Like here what monkey is doing, here Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada is giving an example. Like this monkey, they jump from one tree to another. And for what they jump? To find out the another female monkey. So he can enjoy the sex life with that female monkey. Like that, one monkey at least has dozens of wives and dozens of family. Still he remains unsatisfied. And he thinks, I will get new variety and new female partner and I will enjoy. I was hearing one lecturer in that, the speaker was saying, it's like, sometime we get variety of sweets, specifically in festival. All are sweet, but it may be have different color, like some sweet may be red color, some may be yellow, may be different in shape and size, but taste will be the same. Like you may eat rasgulla or rasmalai or gulab jamun or barfi or peda or laddu. Only the object is the different, maybe shape is the different. But when we taste, it looks like sweet only. Taste will be sweet, no different. Similarly, we are also jumping from one life to another to enjoy this sex pleasure. We think now, as I am not satisfied, and some people have a very bogus philosophy. They think unrestricted sex enjoyment, then you will be happy. In one place, it is said, Srila Prabhupada saying in his Parvat, very wonderful, unless the desire to enjoy the family life is completely burned out, it grows again and again. It's not that you will do unlimited and one day you will satisfy. It's like you can do as much as, and you will be happy at one point. Here this philosophy totally rejected. Unless and until, if desire will not go to enjoy, then it will come again. It's just like bamboo trees. When it maybe you may cut totally, but when rainy season will come, it will grow, sprout up again. You can't say, it's totally gone now, it will not grow again. But whenever we see opportunity of, whenever we get an opportunity to enjoy, either sex life or any sense gratification, the tendency will come immediately, because these all are the externals. So these people have bogus philosophy, and they try to propagate the wrong message. And we can see this very much practical. Srila Prabhupada saying in Western world, where they have varieties of enjoyment, specifically to satisfy the sex life. Western world where there are the regular arrangement to satisfy sex life in different ways. Actually, however, this has not made anyone happy. Even the hippies. Prabhupada saying, these hippies, they left, their entire parents and all comforts and pleasure, and they try to establish different society. But still, they are captivated by this sex pleasure. They could not free themselves from this. Because why? Because they are trying to their own mental concoction. They are trying to get away from this entanglement on their way, without associating with devotees or without looking for the higher taste. It says, without a higher taste, I cannot give up the lower taste. Now I was thinking, why? This mentality of sense gratification does not go out. Because I found myself I am not always, here Srila Prabhupada says, until and unless you are not fixed into the Krishna consciousness. In the Bhagavad Gita, he says one of the verse, Bhogeshwara prasaktanam tayaparta chetasam vyavasatmika buddhi samaduna vidyate. The person who is attached to the sense gratification and the resolute determination for the devotional service, the Supreme Lord does not take place. Because still I have tendency for sense gratification, that till that time I cannot fix my determination to serve the Supreme Lord. or to get away from this material bondage, which should be ultimate goal of life. Like yesterday's guest, Bhima Prabhu, was telling, explaining ki how today people are don't know ki what is the goal of life. They are just going, but they don't know where are going. It's just like I'm sitting in the bus train and somebody asks, sir, where are you going? I said, I don't know, I'm going somewhere. Because everybody is sitting in the train, I'm also sitting. This is only our generation is giving us the knowledge without proper understanding goal of life, ki what is a life. Prahlad Maharaj says in his one of the explanation, this everything is temporary. This human life itself is temporary. What to speak the paraphernalia attached to this human life. Paraphernalia means house, wife, parents, friends, children, wealth, anything you say, all are temporary. And you just put on effort, our, you know, most of the effort goes behind this temporary only. In the name of economic development. People now speak so much, you know, economic development. Our economy is collapsed and people just spend their whole life on economic development. Maybe government, maybe state, country. And there is a, you find though so many people work earlier also. Great, you know, the warriors, great king. They strive very hard for economic development, but you won't find any solution. Again, economy gets collapsed. Because you may settle for some time. Actually, when people, you know, you see in general, parents and other, they talk about, you know, hamara bachcha bhi settle ho gaya hai. Now he got educated, now he got married, they think now this is the goal of life, now he got settled. But actually, is it settled? Those who got married, you can ask them. They are settled? It's not okay, that is a settlement. No, that is a struggle. You start the beginning struggle, you're struggling your life. You can't settle here. How you can settle on the temporary thing? Can't settle. You know, this world is like that. You are just traveling for, you know, your. When Ayati Maharaj explained to the Devahuti, when he got realized, when he enjoyed 1,000 years, then he got realized what I am doing, then he told entire story of he got and she got. After hearing this story, Devahuti also understood ki what is this world. And she says in explanation ki this world is like, you know, suppose you go and with the tourism place. Suppose you went to stay in one of the hotel and you are staying with so many tourists. So how long we stay when we go for, you know, somewhere for a picnic or some yatra or some other place? We can't stay permanently. We stay a few days and come back. So she is saying this, all these family relatives, even husband or father and mother, is like tourists. And they will leave one day. And we are just working hard on this thing only. How to get settled in this world and how I can do more sense gratification and how we can fix the pleasure and how we can enjoy more sex life. And this is a temporary goal. Goal means this is the goal of in general of general people, which Prabhuji was yesterday saying, we are missing the ultimate goal of life, which stresses in Srimad Bhagavatam, etavan eva lokasmin, punsa sarvata parata smrata, ekanta bhaktir govinde, yet sarvata tak ikshanam. In this material world, to render service to the lotus feet of Govinda, the cause of all causes, and to see him everywhere, is the only goal of life. This is to be only goal of life. Wherever everybody is missing the first, nobody knows the what is the goal of life. So this is only of goal of life. This very much detail explained by Prahlad Maharaj. He says, even you are doing so much effort on economic development, this will not give you ultimate result. This will become at last zero. You are working whole life, you know. Suppose your age is maybe 100 years in compare. Nowadays people live 60, 70 only. And they spend whole life on this economic development or family development, personal. What is the end? What is the result? It becomes zero only. It's just like, I was hearing one lecture where Srila Prabhupada was saying, ki, suppose I'm making one building of 100-story building, very high-tech building, all facilities are there, wonderful. It's like, you know, not comparable, very high-tech. It's like American big buildings. I'm making 100-story building, and somebody will come and ask me, sir, what you will do after completion of this building? And if I answer him, oh, I'm going to just put fire on this building, then what is the use of putting so much effort on construction of this building, you know, so much hard work? So that Prahlad Maharaj saying, ki, if you put some efforts to develop Krishna consciousness and to devotional service, which will lead you to the ultimate perfection, which will take you the back home, back to Godhead, and solve your problems eternally, which we actually are looking for. We want eternal happiness, eternal solution, and eternal stay. But we are looking at the wrong place. Where Prahlad Maharaj is saying it's a temporary, which is everything is temporary in this world. And this entire world is centered around this life called sex life. And he is further saying that one can attain the path of liberation from the material bondage only by rendering service to the highly advanced spiritual persons. Mahat swam, mahat seva dwaram ahur vimuktas, tamo dwaram yasutam sangi sangam. Then here a solution part is given. Even how we will get perfection. The second part is explaining Prabhupada. Until and unless we don't get totally detached, completely burn out of this sensual pleasure, which Bhagavad Gita also says. That is, what is the verse? Yahi samsparsa bhoga dukha yuna yavate adi antu antu kontaya na teshu ramte buddha. Whatever this flickering pleasure, we want to get it in form of woman or man or any other object. This is the only temporary. In beginning one may feel it is, just momentary. But for that momentary pleasure we spend entire our lifespan. And at the end what we will get? Result is turn into zero. You may maintain and have so many things around you. You have big bungalows, beautiful wife, so many children. This is only people think economic development. Okay, now we are happy, now we are settled. But at the end of life, everything becomes zero. You started with zero and end with zero. Then what is your gain? You have done nothing. Like all of we are doing so much studies also, so many years. But then if it becomes useless, then nobody will put so much effort. So that's why he's explaining, until and unless you don't associate with this devotee, you won't get taste of the higher, you won't get higher taste. You will remain in the lower taste. Somebody was explaining, it's like, if your devotees are like, you put always lock on the door to protect your wealth or something. This lock is, very hard. Even if you have a hammer, you cannot break this lock. But if you have small key, you can very easily open the lock. So he was telling me the importance of the associating with devotees. Devotees like this key only. It looks like small, but they go into the heart and open the knot and cut this knot of the sexual pleasure or any other pleasure. And by associating with them, we get higher taste. Like I remember now, I travel in railways. Few years before, when I joined the Krishna consciousness, at home, you know, we used to eat onion garlic also. That time, it was very tasty for me also, onion. Arre, bahut achha taste hai. But when now I am practicing with all the association of so many devotees, but when I now travel, you know, sometimes this chana wala comes, they also keep onion. But now I feel it's very, you know, very bad smell. And same, that time I was feeling very tasty because it was totally in mode of ignorance. It was not known that this taste is lower. Now how I came to know now this taste is lower? By associating with the devotees and practicing with them. Now I understood how that onion taste was lower. Because now it's very bad smell. I think why these people are, you know, selling like this in railways. So, you know, one may not understand this association of devotee in beginning, but when you practice gradually, you will understand how it is. One day, one devotee was giving your Bhagavatam class. He told me, we have done so many mistakes earlier. Now we become Krishna conscious, we may do further also, and we will learn in association. That time I was thinking, I have understood very much. Now, why I will do the mistake again? But when we keep on practicing, that time we will learn. Now also we are learning. And that's why this association is very much necessary throughout the life. Because the devotee reminds us, there is always vacuum in the mind. As soon as we become alone, again the tendency of enjoying will come out and sprout. And we may go ahead. If somebody is there, you know, to guide us, to take care, he will stop us. Otherwise this mind will take away, because still tendency is there. That's why I am not safe if I want to do alone. Who associate with the people fond of woman and the sex path, the hell is wide open. So there is a two way. One, either you associate with devotee and make your life perfect, and another way is there if you want to go hell. Then we should associate those who are fond of woman and the sex. So there are two ways we have to select. You know, if you are walking, there are two road come, then you have to select one road. Either hell or either ultimate perfection. In Chaitanya Charitamrita also it said, asatya sanga tyaga yahi vaishnava achar, stri sanga eka asadhu krishna bhaktar. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also recommended asatya sanga tyaga. We have to give up the association of this materialistic and those who are fond of women. Then only we can perfect our this life. Otherwise, those people are enjoying just like, you know, Prahlad Maharaj said, is rubbing two hands. The sex pleasure is the, just you have to eat. And as much as you eat, you will get more disease. It's not that you are going to satisfy ultimately. And those who are sober, those who can tolerate, they can perfect the life. So I will stop here because time is not there. And I will take any corrections and comments. So we can stop here. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.